Someone as uncouth as you wouldn't know the first thing about proper etiquette, would you? No. Of course you wouldn't. No manners whatsoever. Even now, after spending a few days with me, you still wiggle and complain. Today, such behavior will really be to your detriment. Your uniform for this assignment is the following. My panties in your mouth as a gag. A neck corset to prevent those panties from leaving its proper place. And to maintain your head facing forward. A nice leather harness simply because I love how it looks on my slave's body. A vibrating cock ring, never to be turned off. And those leather mittens that you love to wear for me so much. These don't come off until I feel certain that I trust my little troublemaker. Today is a lesson in posture and proper attitude. You will stand up straight, at attention, and remain silent as I tease you. Sounds simple enough, right? After all, you already have help in maintaining a shut mouth. I hope you like the taste of used panties. It's not like you have any choice in the matter. I have two little surprises for you to make this assignment even more entertaining. I can't make things too easy for you. You are low-life filth that doesn't even deserve to be in my presence. But seeing as you made your way into my home unannounced, making you my bitch and tormenting you as I see fit is the least I can do. So I have these lovely weighted nipple clamps for you. They should give you less incentive to wiggle around. Oh, I can read your eyes. You must be thinking to yourself, all I have to do is stand still. Piece of cake. You don't know just how wrong you are. If you had the freedom to tilt your head, you would see that I have a riding crop in my hand. Jockeys typically use these to control their horses. But you're no different from one, now are you? Ah, no. Actually, there is a difference. A horse is more useful than you are at the moment. Do you want to be useful? Do you want to be treated as a filthy worm? Or as my pet? You're as smart as a worm. Remember, I told you to stay quiet. Those were trick questions, pain sluts. You have no choice. I saw your body shudder. I bet that didn't feel so nice for your nipples. Finally, you understand my challenge to you. Let me let you in on a little secret, princess. When I'm done mind-fucking you, you're gonna be begging to come. You're gonna have a deep desire to do whatever it takes just so you can relieve that pathetic cock. Oh, am I being too cruel for your liking? Fantastic. Like I give a fuck. One day, you may prove yourself to me. Instead of me treating you like trash, you will be treated like a proper toy. My mind-broken animal. Close your eyes and imagine. Close your eyes. I'm tugging on your clamps for that, man whore. Let me walk you through your day as my toy. You will have graduated from being locked in the basement and instead have a special room upstairs. Your door will remain locked while you're inside. One of your ankles will always be cuffed, and a chain will keep you from ever being able to reach the doorway. Only your bed and the bathroom will be accessible by you without my permission. When I arrive inside your room, you will stop whatever it is that you are doing and welcome me properly. I will hear out of your mouth, "Good morning, afternoon, or evening, mistress." Nothing more until you said this basic greeting. You will walk over to me and bow on one leg or both knees, and not get back up or have your eyes wander to mine until I've instructed you to do otherwise. In this case, I will tell you to kiss my feet, which you will do so with absolute glee and without hesitation. Be glad that you're even allowed to touch me. Didn't expect that, did you? Shameful fucker. I should smack that cock too. See how hard it is? The cock ring is really doing wonders. Do you not feel an ounce of shame being all exposed to me like this? Ugh, what a pig. But I have use for this. I will tilt your head up and stare you down, daring you to look back up at me. The moment you do, and realize that I didn't give you permission to do so, you are fucked. I'll grab your neck and force you up. We will make our way to the bed, and I'll take so much loving care as I smack your ass and push you onto it. If you attempt to get up from whatever position you land in, you will be pushed back downward on the bed with all my force. Then I'll flip you over roughly. I'll keep you pinned while sitting on you. Yes, just the thought makes me tingle. What part of your body will have the pleasure of being oh so close to my pussy? Perhaps your chest. Or your sorry excuse for a dick. Maybe your face, just so I don't have to see whatever pathetic grin you have. We both know that you'd think that you had died and went to heaven by obtaining such treatment. Attention, whore. Whenever I grind, you'll be eternally thankful for it. I'll take immense satisfaction riding your face. It's already such a mess as is. My juices would be a much-needed improvement and a privilege for you. And your tongue will be carrying out an important duty. Probably your favorite part. Curious if you're familiar with cunnilingus. You'll be smothered, and I'll be licked. Perfect harmony. If you do a particularly superb job of licking my pussy, you might get a reward. What would that reward be exactly, since sitting on your face counts as one? Squirting all over your face. I see how noticeably red your skin is getting. Tender, yes. And that cock. Drip, drip, drip. Poor thing wants to explode. Shall I allow you to come? I don't believe I should. But if I must evaluate your behavior, you have remained noticeably still compared to what I had expected. Wanting to be on your best behavior has been embedded into your mind. Thank God I'm wearing rubber gloves. Wouldn't want to give you the satisfying thrill of skin-to-skin contact. Nor do I want lube all over my hand. Patience and good behavior is always rewarded. Your mistress is allowing you to come by her hand. I know what she wants. There's no way that I'm taking off those nipple clamps until after you've came. You are not allowed pleasure without pain. You may find that you agree with me that it's much better than the alternative. Unless you want me to train your tight asshole to handle long and thick dildos. Don't worry. I may or may not get bored. You may find yourself begging me to test your body to handle new methods of pleasure. Whine all you want. I know it feels good. Look at that body shake. Oh, you poor, desperate whore. Just the way I want you. Can you get any harder? Oh, yeah, you're really close. Erupt for me. Let it all spill out. There you go. Yeah. That's quite a lot. Maybe I'll let you experience some post-orgasm torture later. That would be a treat. Congratulations. You came. You didn't need much encouragement with that. Pitiful. The clamps can come off now. Ah, look at those delightful deep marks. Very good. On to your second assignment now. Oh, look at your eyes just go so wide. If you had any sense, you'd know that we're only just getting started.